Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Morning! I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And that's Tater. We're talking about the art of nope.
That's right.
Nope.
Nope, nope, nope. Nope. That's just kind of fun to say.
It is. I say it a lot.
We don't like to hear it, though, do we?
Oh. Here's the thing. This may be a little contradictory to everything that we always say, because we're always saying, be open to new opportunities. Being open is one thing, but saying yes to everything is really saying no
to everything else,
to what you really want.
So you can't be open to everything if you're saying yes to everything.
At some point, there needs to be a discernment. At some point, we need to have the ability to say, yes, this is what I want, and I'm going to have to make those hard choices.
Priorities.
And say no to other things.
It's sharpening the sword.
Sharpening the sword.
Staring at herself in the mirror.
I think she, look at her. Oops,
like,
that
I'm
way.
So pretty.
She is.
I'm so pretty.
She's like, yep, yep. It's not a nope. It's a yep, yep. I think that's so good. It's sharpening the sword. It's finding out, okay, what do I really want? And then say yes to those things that align up with the daily habits, the daily choices, the goals that align with what you really want, and then saying no to everything else.
Yeah, and getting comfortable asking for help, getting comfortable hearing no, getting comfortable
saying
no.
I mean, let's just be real. When you go to say no to somebody, don't you feel an obligation to
explain everything?
Follow that up with, no, I'm sorry,
and
you want to tell them why.
Excuses. Like,
you want to rationalize it, and then next thing you know, something a little untrue comes out of your mouth.
So often that's what happens.
Something comes
and
out,
people
and you're
know
like,
when you're not being honest.
That's not really why I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it because
I don't want to.
I don't
do
have
it.
Energy and time for that.
Or I literally just don't want to do it. It's a good idea for you. It's not a good idea for me right now.
Yeah, it's just not where I want to put my myself.
I support you in it, just not with my time, my money, or my energy.
Good morning, Sheila. Tater thought, nope, is not for me. That's exactly right. David, how are you doing today? Oh my gosh, we've had a crazy. Did you guys get an alert early this morning? I was doing my meditation and I was like in such a calm, just
that'll
relaxed.
Change your meditative states.
I was. And all of a sudden it was like, I mean, it was loud and it was really a high pitched, very, very alarming sound that came from my phone. And then 30 seconds later, it came from Jason's phone too. I don't know why they didn't come at the same time.
So we're on the same Wi-Fi signal, the same cell phone service.
Yeah.
I don't know why they wouldn't just come across the same time. That would be more, less alarming.
So it kind of knocked me out of my routine. And so now I'm feeling
like
a little,
nope to that.
Feeling a little off kilter.
Just in case you missed the alert.
I need a V8.
I'll give you a V8.
Oh, dear. What am I going to do with him? I don't know. I don't know. Well, it is Thursday today, and we are talking about the art of nope. And you're right. It is kind of a fun word to say. You were saying there's a movie coming out, The Art of Nope.
I feel
nope.
like there isn't. There's already a movie out called Nope. And it's about supernatural. It's like a bunch of kids that see that run into some type of ghost. It's not my type of movie, but it's one of those things where they're like, "Go in there, though." Nope.
I
don't know.
Nope.
I think I saw the trailer and I was like, "Is this movie for me?" Nope.
I do feel that Nope is a little bit of a softer communicative word.
Is it just easier to say? Because is it harder to hear that? Because
no, I actually think it's easier to hear. I think it's easier to say, and I think it's easier to hear because it lightens the mood. It doesn't feel personal. It just feels nope, not doing that. Nope. You like if somebody says, nope. Hey, do you want to bring cookies to the
nope. Don't want to do it. Nope, maybe
done.
Next time.
I think I could get away with that. Like that feels a little more comfortable, doesn't
it's
it?
Just, it is lighter.
And nope. Then I could just roll away. Nope.
Nope.
All right. Done.
It's like the little minion saying, yep, or whatever.
Yes. Whereas if I say no. Then it gets uncomfortable.
That's a hard no.
That's hard. That's harsh communication.
Be a hard no on that.
Whereas nope is more childlike. It's more childlike. And you know what? I think I just had an aha moment.
Nope.
When we have those, I want to say uncomfortable.
Yeah. So when parents or dog owners, are trying to get their animal to stop doing something, their child to stop doing something that's like dangerous, they scream a hard no. You never hear them say, nope.
Yeah, you don't say, you're right. You are so right. You don't use that word.
No, it is kind of forceful. It's a just in there. Nope.
So I am going to start using that. All right, let's see.
Sheila said she had to do this yesterday. A lady set a lesson time Tuesday, then missed, so made it up Wednesday. She won't answer the phone nor text, so nope.
Not coming back, nope. Jeff Frank, good morning. And I tend to agree. Nope sounds cutesy. That's in one of the comments. Yeah, it is a little cutesy. I think it's easier to say. I think it's kind of easier to hear, and it is kind of all right.
It's gonna be a lot of ladies.
It doesn't
getting
feel
asked for prom. You want to go to prom with me?
Nope. And then just kind of make like some eyeballs and turn away. Nope.
And then the kids will go home to and their dad. Will say, "Well, did you ask her? Did she say no? No, she didn't say no. She just said nope."
Yeah, because how many people, I mean, especially young girls, because they feel the pressure, they feel the pressure, and they don't want to hurt the other person's feelings.
See, I never knew that.
You would ask everybody.
If I'd have known that, I would have just got, I would have started out with like first choice.
Well, you didn't start with first choice?
I obviously always got my first choice.
Whoa, but you didn't start there.
I didn't realize they were giving in to pressure.
Jason, I think he just revealed a little too much information there. I don't know about you guys.
I wasn't everyone's first choice.
You were my first choice.
You were my first choice.
First
right choice.
All right, now we've got that clear. All right, guys. I don't know if we offered much value this morning, but we've been talking about yeses and nos. And here's the skinny of it all. I always, in my entire life, I've always wanted to do everything. I'm just that person. I'm like, oh, I want to take dance lessons and I want to be in the Girl Scouts and I want to do baton and I want to do gymnastics
and
I want to do basketball and softball and swimming. You know, I just want to do it all and art lessons. And then I want to, you know, be in the math club
and play with Barbies and watch Guiding Light.
Yes. And at some point I have to decide who does Jana want to be and what does she really want to spend her time doing? And why? Why is she wanting to do all of these
things? What's the end result?
What brings her energy?
So, and we talked about a couple days ago about staring at the obstacle.
Yeah, I feel like I'm
so if we're staring at one thing, then if we're staring at the obstacle, we're missing all the opportunity or the solution.
Yeah.
If we're staring at the problem, we're missing the solutions, all the millions of solutions around it. So if we're saying yes to one thing, we're saying no to all the other things that are possible. So we have to be selective and prioritize what the one thing is that we say yes to, because the one thing that we all have the exact same amount of is time. So if we have the exact same amount of time, everything that we say yes to is going to be an investment of that time, of your energy. And we all have different amounts of energy, but time is the one thing that we all have the same 24 hours in a day.
So how do you want to invest your time? That kind of reframes the whole thing. It's not whether or not you're saying yep or nope. It's how do you want to invest your time? Thank you guys for being here. I hope this helped a little bit. Let's see if there's anything more here. Same here. Mom had me in dance, karate, softball, gymnastics, cheer, scouts. I know, right? We just want to do it all. We want to do it all.
Well, there's a time in life where you have to figure out what it is your path is going to be. So it's like you're driving around figuring out, okay, where you're getting a lay of the land. And everybody does that. So you start in a new career. You're trying to meet everyone in the office. You're trying to figure out who you're going to be friends with, who you click with.
Right.
And then you have to start saying, you start filtering. And that's just like in life. But if we stay in the habit of
being
everything to everyone, mm-hmm. you will be nothing to everyone.
I need to get a bigger filter. I need to get a bigger filter. And I think discernment is the word. To discern what it is that I want and what it is that I don't want. Both are very important.
Very good list to have.
Yes.
Define what you want. So know exactly what you're going to say yes to always. So I will always say yes to X and I will always say no to this. Like these are my parameters.
Yeah.
And
know that when you do say yes to those yes things, you're going to have to give up. What are you willing to give up? Maybe that's another question that we need to ask ourselves. What are we willing to give up? Because it's all about choices along the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. I hope this helped you guys. That just sounded like another emergency alert, didn't it?
Yeah, or Jennifer Aniston.
Marie has joined us. I wasn't in anything but Girl Scouts. I had my daughter in swimming and dance. She chose swimming, so we dropped dance. You know, that's another thing is when I went to college, I, you know, had roommates that came from Chicago and they were in swimming. That was their sport. That was the only thing they did. And they did it all year round. And they started doing it all year round when they were very, very little.
Because you can do it indoors in heated pools.
Well, and just that when you come from a big, big, big school, if you want to be good at it, you want to actually make the team, then you have to start small and you
specialize.
You specialize. You niche down. Niche down. Whereas I came from a small community
where we had to fill the team.
So we had to say yes to everything in order to have a team.
Like me in football.
We don't want to go there. Jason was the 12th man.
I said, nope.
And Jason
said, I was the 13th
said,
guy until nope. I became the 11th guy because two people got injured. And I was like, 11th guy? That means there's 11 people on the field at all times. Nope.
Jason said, nope, I don't want to play football anymore. And the whole town started having meetings.
The PTA.
Saying, Jason Shelfer needs to play football because otherwise we don't have a team.
It's like, nope. I did it to fill the team because I thought, you know what? I will play when I need to play. At the time I really enjoyed hitting people and being hit. I was like, that was kind of like let out the aggression, but I was like, I'll just take the aggression from the parents and the PTA and the students.
Another thing to think about is you were 120 pounds.
Yeah. 6'2", 120 pounds. And,
so when you're,
I was fast.
You're on the,
with asthma. It was just diarrhea of a Olympic
kid. It was a
kid.
Bad situation. Anyway, I'm very, very proud of you, though, for standing up. Because taking a stand.
I don't even think I consulted with my parents. I was just
like nope.
11 people, that doesn't make sense. We haven't even played our first game yet. Like, we're not even finished practicing two-a-days. No. Nope.
Okay, guys.
I think it was a hard no.
It didn't have a PE on the end. It was just a no.
talk to you about this. That was a nope.
Okay, well, nope is a sentence. So remember that. Nope, that's a sentence. And that's all we've got today. Have a great one. We'll be here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.